Good morning, boys. Sure, what chapter in Job we're ready for? Okay, do you know?
24.
And all the people who ended up in the ditch who tried to go out this morning. Hey, Joe, can you hear?
Not
good, but... Okay, I'll move the phone. Maybe you can hear better now. We picked up a man who was slid into the ditch and took him home. What's Floyd? Where is he at?
Visiting his family.
Okay. Nowhere. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for this new day. Thank you for another opportunity for us to gather together here as brothers and sisters, as your children, to worship you, to encourage each other, to hear your word, to read your word, to sing praises to you. We pray for Brother Floyd, that you would give him wisdom to share your truth, to be a witness to people that you're visiting with right now. Just pray for those ways. And the brothers and sisters that aren't here this morning, just be with them. Help them to be encouraged and strengthened in you this morning. We pray for Brother David, that you would give him your words this morning. If we could all be we could find what we need to grow in our Christian life and walk. Thank you for love of Jesus. And then we thank you for everyone, each one of these boys. Just help them to grow up to be men of God. And men who are willing to stand up for truth, be warriors in your kingdom. Just pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Chapter 24, we continue to read Job's answer to Eliphaz. While seeing times are not hidden from the Almighty, do they that know Him not see His days? Some remove the landmarks. They violently take away flocks and feed thereof. They drive away the ass of the fatherless. They take the widow's ox for a pledge. They turn the needy out of the way. The poor of the earth hide themselves together. Behold, as wild asses in the desert go they forth to their work, rising betimes for a prey. The wilderness yieldeth food for them, and for their children. They reap everyone his corn in the field, and they gather the vintage of the wicked. They cause the naked to lodge without clothing, and they have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains, and embrace the rock for want of a shelter. They pluck the fatherless from the breast, and take a pledge of the poor. They cause them to go naked without clothing, and they take away the sheep from the hungry, which make oil within their walls and tread their wine presses and suffer thirst. Men groan from out of the city, and the soul of the wounded crieth out. Yet God layeth not folly to them. They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the way thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. The murderer rising with the light killeth the poor and needy, and in the night is as a thief. The murderer. The eye also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, "No eye shall see me," and disguiseth his face. In the dark they dig through houses which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light. For the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the waters. Their portion is cursed in the earth. He beholdeth not the way of the vineyards. He's talking here about evil men, wicked men. And I think in the chapter before it started, he was just saying that if he could just come to God's feet, find God, and then he would present his cause, and he would fill his mouth with argument. Like he would ask God why it is that someone like him was suffering all these things, being taken away from him, his children all dying and being killed, and him being sick, sores all over his body, just miserable. And there were many evil men, wicked men, that, like he was describing here, men who had refused to help someone who was poor, and not only that, took advantage of the poor, someone who was a widow, who didn't have any husband or children to care for them, took advantage of them. People who were cold, they didn't help them. And saying those people don't have the troubles that I do. Why is that? We don't. Drought and heat consume the snow waters. So does the grave those which have sinned. The womb shall forget him. The worm shall feed sweetly on him. He shall be no more remembered. And wickedness shall be broken as a tree. He evil entreateth the barren that beareth not, and doeth not good to the widow. He draweth also the mighty with his power. He riseth up, and no man is sure of life, though it be given him to be in safety, whereon he resteth. Yet his eyes are upon their way. They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low. They are taken out of the way as all other, and cut off as the tops of the ears of corn. And if it be not so now, who will make me a fire and make my speech nothing worth? Sweetly on him. He's talking about the wicked man. And wickedness shall be, he shall be no more remembered, and wickedness shall be broken as a tree. They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low. He talked a good bit in here about people who refuse to help those who the widows, people who were hungry and cold. What was that in Matthew 24? This is what, when Jesus comes back to judge, these are the things that he's going to say to those, to the wicked people on his left. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry, or thirst, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? They thought that if they would have seen Jesus like that, they would have helped him. Or maybe they even thought they had done these things. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, the righteous into life eternal. There we can see Jesus told us pretty clearly some of the things that he's going to be looking for, that he's expecting us to do while we're here. Okay. Over here, verses. Okay, an example of someone who had faith and what, something else then? What? Was it just faith, or was it what happened when they had faith?
I think it depends on When the head's facing down.
Okay. All right, let's, you can all stand up and we'll just continue what you can, when you start with the best, you can just head to the front here and take 30 minutes.
Hebrews 11:17. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise was offered up his only begotten son. Hebrews 11:8. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive, and he went out not knowing whither he would.
Matthew 15:28. Let Jesus answer that better to her. O Lord, greatest segment, feed us to be even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole that very hour.
Matthew 8:8-10. The second answer said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man of authority, having spoken unto me. Now say to this one, go and he goes, and to my servant, do this in his essence. When Jesus said it, he marveled, and said to those who followed, and surely I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel.
Luke 19 Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, so he climbed up in a sycamore tree, and Jesus said, come down, for today I will abide in your house. And Zacchaeus said, half of my goods I will give to the poor, and those I have stole from, I'll restore them fourfold. We learn a couple of verses in Acts 6:7. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
Just noticing how all of these verses, they should be doing something, starting, you know, from the lesser verse about whether it's resulting in catching fish or even resulting in doing great miracles and wonders.
Acts 6:5. And they were 12 hostages, and they just Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Acts 6:8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Matthew 15.
Go out there and start out a religious father.
Matthew 15:22-27-28. And behold, a woman from Cain and came from the region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David, my daughter is severely demon-possessed. And he said, yes, Lord, yet even the Lord also eats the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And
Find verses about God's wrath.